Ramo's here to tell us that he thinks he could do a great job as manager of Crystal Palace.
If only I was here to say that. No, unfortunately I can't, but they are looking for a new manager. Of course, Crystal Palace have confirmed that Dougie Freeman has left the club to join Bolton, although no confirmation yet from the Wanderers. He spent nearly 2 years at Selhurst Park with the side currently on an 8-game unbeaten run. Eagles chairman has told BBC London 94.9 he's surprised with Dougie's decision to leave.
I'd be lying if I said I wasn't surprised, you know, or I saw it coming. You know, I didn't see that coming at all. I thought we were in a good place, and obviously we're fourth in the league. You know, we're not struggling, and I felt that we'd really sort of put something together that was exciting. So certainly, definitely surprised.
Palace assistant manager Lenny Lawrence and coach Curtis Fleming will take charge of the squad tonight against Barnsley. It's our commentary game on BBC London Digital Radio in the sports show from 7 tonight. Our commentary on 94.9 FM comes from the Championship with Charlton away at Leeds. Reports on all games involving our sides tonight in the sports show with Nick Godwin at 7. Meanwhile, Chelsea are in Ukraine to face Shakhtar Donetsk in the Champions League. Manchester United face Braga at Old Trafford, while Celtic face Barcelona at the Nou Camp. A leading human rights barrister has told the BBC he's involved in talks to set up a new body, which would in effect be a rival to the Professional Footballers Association and protect the interest of black players following recent reports of racism. Peter Herbert, the chairman of the Society of Black Lawyers, says the new organisation will provide a more radical and vigorous approach to combating racism. The Arsenal manager Arsene Wenger, though, isn't supportive of the idea.
I think any split is bad. If there is no racism, if you want to fight against racism, I don't know why you should create any federation on the difference that you want to fight against. I personally can't see the logic in that.
Two goal-line technology systems have been licensed for worldwide use by football's world governing body FIFA. The approval means that English-based Hawkeye and Germany's GoalRef systems can now provide their product to leagues and competitions. And away from football, Lance Armstrong has removed reference to being 7 times Tour de France winner from his biography on Twitter. It's the first reaction we've had from the cyclist after recent doping allegations and reports. He's also been asked to pay back his winnings from the Tour, estimated to be around £2.4 million, and as well bonuses from one sponsor, totalling $11 million.
Thank you very much, Ramo. We'll talk again in an hour's time.